Hi, this is TJ, and welcome to episode 9 of my podcast, TJ's Things. Today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2015. The weather outside of my window is gorgeous for a few minutes, and then it is time to find some shade or go back indoors or find some water to play with or something because it is hot. We have had several days of postcard quality summer weather now, and that's great. Unfortunately, it has caused major slowing of my pace of work, but I am thankful it has not stopped me completely. This weekend marked the end of the Portland Rose Festival, and it was one of the most beautiful rose festivals I can remember. My husband participated in the dragon boat races with his company team, so the kids and I went to the waterfront and watched the races. A dragon boat is a lot like a canoe, and it's also a little bit like the Viking ships that people see all the Vikings rowing on, except it is adorned with a dragon. And it's got these amazing colors, and the races are really neat to watch. I think for all of my kids thought it was neat. Older teenagers thought it was neat, and the younger kids thought it was neat. So it can be a lot of fun. The races were this beautiful medley of colors of the boats, the glints of the sun dancing on the water, and just the regular natural beauty of the Pacific Northwest. There was plenty of shade as the day heated up, so we all had a pleasant experience viewing the races. And my husband won a race, so it was fun to watch that as well. My sister is completely healed from her surgery, and my friend is getting better every day. I am so thankful for that, and thank you to all of you who asked about them. I put together some care packages this week and cards for some graduates that I know and for different family members who have either bestowed a gift upon me or just been a blessing to my life. I have been using my jelly plate work in my personal art journaling, and I am still experimenting with stencils and paints. I think the only challenge that I've really been dealing with has been how do I slow the drying process a little bit more of the paints so that I can get the most out of anything I use to put a pattern on it, whether it be stamps or stencils or decorative threads or just about anything I use for that impression, just slowing down the drying time just a little bit more. I've also discovered deli paper, which I'll be using to collage my prints into my Inspiration Wednesday book and on my other mixed media pieces. I'm really looking forward to that as well. And I look forward to showing you that. The quote of the week comes from Mother Teresa. Love begins by taking care of the closest ones, the ones at home. Have a love-filled week, and thanks for joining me. Bye.